My research on religion and why it's all advanced extraterrestrial beings. The Aegis Alliance. My research on religion, and not just the Bible. I strongly believe that religion is real, but that gods are all advanced extraterrestrial beings. Firstly, if a lot of these ancient cultures all saw things coming down from the heavens, and heaven literally translates to the sky and beyond, where exactly were they coming down from? If all of these ancient people were down on earth, the modern Bibles are missing 14 books, then there are those which are not included in the Christian version. The Tyndale Bible that includes these books can be found online for around $50 each for Old and New Testament. There are not that many suppliers online. Ellipsis. The Vatican removed 14 books from the Holy Bible in the year 1684. https://theaegisalliance.com/2016/09/02/vatican-removed-14-books-bible-1684/. In Genesis, it states that God created them, male and female he created them, before the Adam and Eve story. Ellipsis. About the Adam and Eve story. The serpent represents Lucifer, the leader of the fallen angels, the Nephilim. God did not want mankind to know about the tree of knowledge, which would bring exactly that knowledge and technology to mankind. Ellipsis. We also advanced incredibly fast at one point. I'm no devil worshiper, but Lucifer became a darker and darker figure over the centuries, which all goes back to the tree of knowledge. There is proof and evidence hidden away, or hard to find. Actual giant offspring from the Nephilim breeding with humans. There has even been proof of giant beings hidden away in the U.S. David and Goliath makes more sense this way. And, why would God give Lucifer reign of such a place? So, if we misbehave God too much, he's gonna teach us a little lesson, and banish us to hellfire for all eternity? Because he loves us so much? I also know that God had a wife, and I'm into the Templar thing. During the first revisions to the Bible, in the first century, there were all male religious officials. They wanted God to form into a more universal image, so they used one God, as the Egyptians had learned. The cross also comes from the Egyptian Ankh. They took out God's wife. This is also where some male superiority stems from. Ellipsis. And, the Knights Templar goddess worship. I had emailed America Unearthed about this particular topic, a fascinating find they'd responded. Grin. There have also been other accounts of great floods, in different places on Earth. Ancient Sumerians hold the earliest known great flood story. Ellipsis. There is now proof of fossilized shellfish in mountains in India, a separate flood story. But, how would this ark go around the whole world? Pick up two of every plant and animal. Then they survive the flood, so the remaining humans put them all back in place, and say, good luck everything? So, the word ark is holding that burden, the weight of the world. But it'd make a lot more sense with a flying DNA bank, storing blood, DNA, and plant matter, organic matter samples, etc. Christ himself may have very well been a far more advanced form of artificial insemination than we could ever imagine citizens being aware of. Ellipsis. Oh, and former President Bill Clinton said it best. There is a secret government inside the government, and I don't control it. Ellipsis. Let that sink in. I know there are technologies which shouldn't be made available for citizen use. They would put some companies out of business after becoming obsolete. I believe that you don't have to be Christian, religious to be a good person. In fact, there are Christians who are some of the biggest haters in the world. I don't hear about these big churches giving back to the poor at all. What I did see a while back though, was the guy who built a megachurch, or wanted, then actually bought the really super awesome jet. Personally, I believe reincarnation is real, with proof behind it. Ellipsis. A human isn't exactly coming back as an ant to die easily though. Ellipsis. My cat, for example. What if she has memories of chasing down rats in ancient Egypt? Those animal instincts. What if someone comes back to live in an advanced civilization? What if after so many reincarnations, You become a guardian angel, with your very own multiverse. Universes that are but only cells. Then, the grand designer, and I dare to say his wife, because of the Templar thing, would be watching over all of the guardian angels. That's my idea of a god. Not one which actually comes to Earth and says, this is what we're gonna do here real quick, and bam, it's done. Christ himself may have been an advanced form of artificial insemination. Oh, and I do believe there are practices which should be considered morally wrong in their own values. Ellipsis. Personally, I don't feel as though I should live as people did all that time ago. Ellipsis. Consider this, when it says servant in the Bible, they actually mean slaves. But most people wouldn't want to follow that one to this day, and it is in the New Testament. There are some harsh and brutal things that happen in the Bible. A lot of Christians don't read the books of their supposed religion, and realize it wasn't happy times. Now why would a disc UFO that's been around for centuries, and a more recent triangular UFO, come to Earth just to fly around for a little while and part ways? If there was nothing to hide during the Roswell incident, why would there be so much controversy? Alleged cover-ups? Personal accounts? What if this is the Greys, or the Chosen, or Anunnaki giving the shadow government training? And in my defense, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to use the Chewbacca defense. Now, why would a 7-foot-tall Wookiee be living with a bunch of little Ewoks on the planet Endor? It doesn't make sense. Ellipsis. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for your time. My research on religion, and not just the Bible. I strongly believe that religion is real, but that gods are all advanced extraterrestrial beings. Featured image credit. iFunny.com. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.